I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But joining me now on a topic that is far too often in the headlines, and it seems even more so right now, and that is water safety and drowning, is Katie Taylor is joining me from Abby's Hope. Katie, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me, Blythe.
Katie, let's just start by telling the story or the background of why you and your family started Abby's Hope.
Our daughter, Abby, was disemboweled in a kiddie pool in 2007. And just due to a poorly maintained drain. So she survived for about 9 months. Mm-hmm. She had 17 surgeries. Mm. And throughout this whole time, we really became part of a water safety network and working with senators to help reinvigorate the Virginia Graham Baker Act, which was the National Water Safety Act. And one of our greatest moments was when Senator Klobuchar called us when we were in the hospital in Omaha and, you know, with tears in her eyes, was telling us, tell Abby she did it and, you know, you passed the law. And we've just kind of continued that fight since she's no longer with us, but we've, in the state of Minnesota, we passed legislation, the Abigail Taylor Pool and Safety Act, and then we just continue plugging away because sadly, you know, every year there's just more and more drownings, and it is I hate to use the word epidemic in the phase of a pandemic, but, you know, losing 830 children each year roughly to wow. drowning is just, you know, we've got to do better. And that's just the deaths. So right. non-fatal injuries, you're talking like 3,500 plus non-fatal injuries. And sometimes those injuries are, you know, more than life-changing injuries.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Katie Taylor's my guest from Abby's Hope. And I thought about having Katie on because we've had too many children drowning recently, but it just seems like in the last couple of weeks with the hot weather that, you know, obviously people want to cool down, and swimming is one of those things that we continue to learn more and more about that is cultural. I was taught to swim at a very young age. My kids took swimming lessons very young, but not all kids do. And not all parents are, you know, as vigilant anymore because of distractions. So let's just start with kind of the basics. What are the kind of things that you are telling parents or helping people understand about getting kids and others ready to be around water, even if it's not swimming lessons?
Well, I mean, what we really encourage is, you know, kind of, I'm going to say a 5-point system in theory. You know, one is active supervision. So that is, if you're going to be near water, you need to have someone watching you. Even as a not quite 50-year-old young woman, I Yep. wouldn't swim in an unguarded pool. Someone should always have eyes on you because something could happen. Yep. Even the best of swimmers can get hurt.
And I think that's one of those. Yeah, keep going, Katie.
Sorry. And so when you're with young children near water, you really have to actively supervise them. And that's hard. I mean, we've been doing everything for the past year and a half, working, watching, teaching. And now there's the world is opening up again.
Yeah.
And everyone's, and it's so hot in Minnesota so early, and people want to be on the water. We all love water and they want to be on the water, and they're just not mentally, I just don't feel like we're prepared. Usually we kind of ease into summer, and I feel like we jumped right into August.
No, I think that's a good point. And then the other thing that, you know, in the scope of the pandemic, this isn't necessarily the first thing that comes to mind, but there weren't swimming lessons last year.
Yeah.
And so you have, you know, however many kids who didn't get their first summer of swimming lessons, or public pools weren't as open as private pools. And so some of the dynamics there, what do we know about the way kids interact with water? Are there cultural differences? Are there socioeconomic differences? What do we know about that?
Well, I'll tell you what I know about that. And yeah, that is, there is definitely cultural differences. I, like yourself, what I don't remember ever not being in or around the water,
right,
as well as my children. But there's a lot of people who don't have access to pools.
Correct.
So then the only water maybe they have access to is a pond or somewhere they just wouldn't choose to go in. When we started a relationship with the, well, it used to be the North Community YMCA years ago, we wanted to bring water safety classes there. And we, you know, they didn't have swimsuits. Well, if you don't have swimsuits, you don't want to swim.
Yep.
And then they wanted swim caps because they didn't want to get their hair wet. Okay, well, I can do that for you. But it's hard to solve a problem until you really immerse yourself in the problem. Mm-hmm. And there are so many people who just don't have access to water, don't have access. Swimming lessons are expensive.
Yes.
And so we've had a partnership for over the last 10 years with the YMCA trying to, if you qualified for free and reduced lunch, we wanted you to have access to basic water safety lessons.
That's awesome.
So that is entering the water, righting yourself in the water, turning, being able to get yourself to exit the water and get out. I mean, I'm not looking as much as I would encourage much more, but we wanted basic water safety skills to be available to as many people as we could.
One of the other things that you talked about was just making sure that when you do swim, it's watched water by a lifeguard or somebody else is watching. There's a little bit of a lifeguard shortage right now. What have you heard? Why is it? Is it just similar to the whole labor market right now? Or is there a difference in being a lifeguard today than maybe, you know, 5-10 years ago?
I think there's a couple things. Because as you mentioned earlier, there was no pools last year.
Yeah.
Because college students or teenagers or young adults that had planned on lifeguarding last year had to find something else to do.
Okay.
So now they have a different job and they're not going back. So you lost people who weren't doing that job last year. And now you have, there was already a shortage a year ago.
Right.
But now it's just increased. But again, you're dealing with, and we're actually partnering with Minneapolis Park and Rec currently doing scholarships for lifeguard courses, because you have to pay to do the lifeguard course. So it's not like applying for, you know, many other jobs as a young adult. You have to actually do some work. I mean, I actually recently took the lifeguard, American Red Cross lifeguarding course, because I want to be able to educate others on how to become a lifeguard. And that's my way to try to help with the problem. But it is a, it's a shortage because of, as you said, I don't know if people don't want to work as much or right. if their teenagers are so busy doing other things that their sports or their extracurriculars are pulling them from the labor market. And that yeah. was really where the young adults were the lifeguards.
Yep. My guest is Katie Taylor on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. We're talking about water safety and the critical nature of it. There's been a few drownings over the last few weeks, tragically, especially amongst kids. And we want to make sure people call out some tips for water safety. Katie, one of the things that I know you're doing, which I think is a really amazing reminder, is making sure that parents, if they are with their kids at a pool, are watching. And you have a specific program that kind of reminds parents what not to do when they're at the pool, relaxing, quote unquote. Maybe kind of walk through what that program is and what it's called. So.
Oh, thanks, Blythe. That is, it's a water watchdog tag. And we, you know, you can go to abbeyshope.org. It is A-B-B-E-Y-S, in case many people spell it incorrectly. But you can basically go on there and take the pledge. And what we're saying is, I am going to watch my child when I'm at or around water. And it's a great program. It's a great way to say, I am, it's a physical dog tag, oversized yep. dog tag on a chain. So I'm holding it while some kids are in the water and I'm saying, I'm in charge. Yep. While they're in the water, I am not reading a book. I'm not drinking alcohol. I am fully engaged and watching them in the water. And then when 15, 20 minutes goes on, I say, hey, Blythe, it's your turn. And I hand you the watchdog tag.
That's
and
awesome.
It's a physical reminder in your hand that it's your turn to watch. Because so often when there is a drowning in a pool where the kids are supposed to be in the water, everyone's watching, quote unquote, but no one is really watching.
Absolutely. Katie Taylor, thanks for joining me on WCCO today. And for people to learn more, they can go to Abby's, A-B-B-E-Y, Hope, H-O-P-E.org. Thanks, Katie.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Blaise, for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.